Beginn der Karin Daven, es sagt, es jume Daven, mem, beginn der Menauf, beginn der Tez der Masel, beginn der Gemara, Tani, actually amendes to read Mitzvah Lahanich, that it's a Mitzvah to place, but not Mitzvah Lahagril, not regarding a Mitzvah just to go ahead and do the lottery itself. So, Taisus wonders regarding that the Gemara to come up with such an answer regarding the difficulty because, what do you mean, this man Da'amar, Biyani said that even according to Yehud is going to be Ma'akiv. So, what do you mean? We see that it's only a mitzvah lahagril. So the Gemara said, oh, you have to amend it to, instead of saying lahagril, let's say laneach. So says Taisus, what do you mean? How can I have a mitzvah lishnoi? The Gemara could have answered, as the Gemara says later on, what do you mean? You could say it's like Rabbi Shimon, but that he actually says the actual lottery itself is not ma'ak. What do you have to come and amend the braisa to say that it's instead of saying lahagril, it's lahaniach? So this says v'achach matzasi braisa zirshnui b'tesefta. This is actually I subsequently found this braisa taught in the tesefta b'samachla, and there this teaching it said it was shnui yipluked the b'samach. It brought the machlekes that the Gemara brings shortly the Rabbi Yehud Rabbi Shimon regarding yom atchai b'chulu. How long does the shor lazozel have to be around and alive a masik? And it concludes divrei Rabbi Yehuda, and then Rabbi Shimon noyim b'chulu. Ah, so stays him to save Rabbi Shimon from the fact that the end of that teaching is Rabbi Shimon. Obviously, Reisha love Rabbi Shimon. That's not like Rabbi Shimon. And rather, it's like if you hear this, the Gemara cannot have answered and says, oh, who is this hold? It's only Mitzvah Lahagril, but it's not Ma'akiv, it's Rabbi Shimon, because obviously it's Rabbi Yehuda. Kinyan Ekstasim has to begin with the Gemara, Hod the Kamar, this that Tais explaining, is qualifying, this that the Gemara's answer is saying, oh, Tani Mitzvah Laniach, read it, not Mitzvah Lahagril, but Mitzvah Laniach. So it says, Einam Agiyah HaBraisa, it's not editing the Braisa, El Perush Kamafarish, it's just explaining. Ma'aloi Higra, what does it mean that if you didn't do the lottery, it's going to be kosher. It means lahaniach a girl. You didn't place the girl, but you don't have to actually amend the words themselves from lahagril lahaniach. Lahagril means lahaniach. Ketan next says Mazda begins with the Gemara. B'Shimon lo yada. B'Shimon didn't know what exactly did the chachamim mean, the Tanakam mean, when they said that lahagril is going to be kosher. Now, says Taisim, if you're going to say, why did the Gemara have to say B'Shimon didn't know what the Rabbanan said? Lame the shafa yada. Why can't you say he knew what they were saying, but he was coming to say his own opinion. And that is, lahigul Rabbi Shimon, you're right. Although the Tanakam, when he said lahigul meant lahiniach, Shimon himself, when he said lahigul, I know, it meant regarding not doing the lottery at all. And I, so wait a second, but didn't we just say that they're abundant, say the same words, and they mean lahiniach, and he's saying it means they're not doing Allah, not even doing the girl at all? Says, Tesis, yeah, Kiechid, Mefash, and Mehashta. What do you mean? We're saying the same now also. The Lohigril today, we're saying that what does Rabbi Shimon mean when he says Lohigril? It means Allah. It didn't even do the lottery itself. Avakab Lohigril Rabban, and although when the Rabban said Lohigril, Mesafkale, Havahinich, Allah, he wasn't sure, did it mean the placing or even doing lottery at all? So you see that he was saying his own interpretation. So why is he beholden to their interpretation of Lohigril? Maybe they meant Hinich, and he used the same words, and he means Allah. The Taisa of Yishlam, we can say, is no. It was obvious to Rabbi Shimon, the Lahigul Rabban Hanu Lahiniach, that he knew definitively that when they say Lahigul, they meant only Lahiniach, but the actual Hagrola is Ma'akid. And again, Havale Lameima Ihu, then he should have said a different word. He should have said Allah HaGairul. He should have said not Lahigul, but the Gairul wasn't even Allah, which is the terminology of doing the lottery itself, because he's coming to obviously differ in their opinions. And you can't say the same words because that would be misleading. But now it makes sense. Because he wasn't sure when they said Lahigul didn't mean Allah, that maybe they agree to him also that it means he's not even doing the lottery at all. The Karle Lahigul, and still they use the word Lahigul. So Nakanami Lahigul, he also used the word Lahigul because he doesn't know what they mean. But he's saying when he says Lahigul, it means not even doing the lottery at all. Kinek says, Master, begin with the Gemara of all the Tamayu. And they go according to their reasoning, the time like the Braisa, Yom Chai Bakulu, we have this machlik, Shabidrim Shimon, regarding how long does the Sar LaZazel have to be alive for? Is it until the Damim is brought of the Sar LaShem, or is it up until the Vida of the Sar LaZazel? Now, Perash Rashi, Rashi explains, Davidu Koi, that this discussion is going on the machlikas that we quoted before between Rabban Rab Shimon and the Braisa, regarding if not doing the confession, is that Ma'akam and the Sar LaZazel or not? And therefore, Vamas Sorashi says that Sheish Ligris Oisil El. So really, this text of the Gemara should have been earlier, Kaidim Toshama Parma Akav Esesar, before another Raya, meaning you brought in a certain Braisa, which brought in the Lohigrul and Lohizvada. And then, like as the Gemara often does, parenthetical, it gets off and discusses that Braisa of the machlekes l'shitasim about if you do the vidui nas ma'akev, you would say it then. You wouldn't say another raya regarding the previous machlekes of the previous daf of Rabbi Yannin and Rabbi Yechanan regarding if what's the halacha according to Behuda, if a girl is ma'akev or not, and then come back to that previous raya and then continue again with raya Rabbi Yannin and Rabbi Yechanan. So Rashi says, so really this really belongs before the previous tashma. But it says Taisus of Aliner, Kagirsus Sasram. Now, to me, it appears as the text of our Gemara's, which has it after the previous Tashma. And so then Taisus has to address it. So then why is it in this out of order place? So actually, it's not going on like Rashi says that on regarding the Vidya. It's actually Vakoya Agrola. It's actually going on this Machlikis if Hagrola is Ma'akabanat. Now, although the Braisa regarding Parma'akavis Asar, which is what the Gemara just brought now, the Tashma, we don't find Machlekes reading Rav Shimon. Rather, we say it's going like either like one of them. But Umishum to come because the Gemara had said to answer Ibais Emir Rav Shimon. If you want, you could say it's Rav Shimon. The Amahagrolam Akva that he says, okay, it's not Dibagon Rav Yanai because it's going like Rav Shimon. It also goes in Amak. Vibais Emir, if you want, you could say it's Rav Yehuda. Although you're right regarding the order we see, it's not be Ma'akav because if the power becomes before the sword, it's going to be okay. But Hagrol is Ma'akva. When you don't do the Hagrol at all. So we brought in this Machlekes. Again, we brought in to say that you could interpret the Brice like either one of them. That's what the Gemara continues and says, they have Azul Tamayo, that they're going according to their reasoning. Meaning, just like if you disagree with Rabbi Shimon, that if you never did the Hagrol at all, which we're saying over here, to interpret that, according to one version, at least of Rabbi Huda, that Hagrol is going to be Ma'akiv, whereas according to Shimon is not Ma'akiv. Hachanami, that's what we're saying here also, Polig Hechad de Ola Hagarul. So that's what we're comparing to and saying, Litamayu. Hachanami, Polig Hechad de Ola Hagarul, where you did the lottery, Umesa Mishtalech, and the Sarla Zazel died, Koid Matan Damim, Disar Hapanimi, before the blood of the inner he goat, meaning of the Sarla Hashem. Sri Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that also regarding this, that girl is ma'akev. And therefore, so if the Sola Zazel died before the blood was sprayed, so Yishavach Adam, the blood has to be spilled out. You have to bring another two, he goes to be Agrol Limitzchil, you have to do a new Hagrola. So you see that how integral that is, the Tanlik Lunna Braisa, which the Gemara brings. This is Tais explaining the Gemara. Yomet Chai, the Sar Lazel has to remain alive. Admasi, how long does it have to stay alive? Admatnam Shal Chaber. Until you bring the blood of the other, he got that of the Sar Lashem, Ulachapra, Allah of the Kra. So when it says the Pasik and the tone on it of the Pasik of a Pirish, it means to say, Achichaber Bechaber. Until you have the Kaparas Damim of the other one of the Sar Lashem, that's how long the Sar Lazel has to be around. So you see that Rabbi Huda holds that the two he goats are dependent on one on the other. And therefore, the Sar Lazel has to wait until you have the Kaparas Damim of the Sar Lashem. That's why Yomet Chai, that's why it has to stay alive until the Matan Damim. So he also holds that when it dies, you have to spill out the blood of the Sar Lashem and bring two new he-goats so that you could be Mekayim what? The Halacha of the Hagrala, which is Ma'akiv. So you can't just bring another one. That's Rabbi Lishitasai. Rabbi Shimon Saba Ein Sar. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you don't have to. And that Ulachapra love is this, it says that he has to stay alive until it's atonement on it. That's going to Sar Allah Zazel. And this is what the Pasuk is saying. Basar Asher Allah love Hagar Lazazel, Yom Tchai remain alive. Achichapra love Bevida until you do atonement on the Sar Lazazel itself with confession. Now, if it would be that the Sar Lazazel would die before the confession, so maybe Achi, you would have to bring a new one, but it would be below Hagarla, be without a lottery. Because according to Shimon, the Pasuk is not talking about the other animal of the Kaparas Damim. And according to Shimon, you could bring the Sar Lazazel without doing Hagrala. In contrast to Yehuda, who holds that you can't just bring one Sar, you have to bring the both connected one with the other. This is where you see Lashitasam regarding if the Hagrala is Ma'akab. And now we find this as it follows through in the Halacha regarding the how to interpret this Pasuk of L'chapra Lav. Now, the mace achar vidui, then if let's say Sar Lazazel dies after the confession, then certainly be achar, so you have to bring another one. Although it wasn't sent yet, sending it's not integral. Now, if the mishleich died before the confession, before the blood of the Sar Lashem, so yizark hadam shal chaveri, so you spray the blood of the Lashem, who maybe Saracha, and says, so you bring another ego, below hagrala, without a lottery, you'll say confession. And you won't do Hagrola even just as a mitzvah, because the inagrala b'shnayim, you can't, because obviously doing a lottery is only when there's two, because that's the b'shnayim sim, like it says on the two he goes. Now, maybe b'shnayim, Rav Shimon holds, if you would bring two, well, I mean, how do you bring two? You tzorach lishpach adam, or labad hazashen, you're going to have to spill out the blood of Hashem, or you're going to have to let the other one go to waste. The one that's going to come out of the girl Lashem, because you already have the previous Lashem. So therefore, instead of bringing two, you're only going to bring one. And obviously bringing one, you're not doing Hagrela. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, since Mikardin, you have to bring two of them, so we don't care that the blood's going to be spilled out of the subnimi, and then you're going to do Hagrela. So it says, Tais, like I explained, Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that when the Sar Lazazel dies, after the Hagrela and the Vidur, but it's before the blood of the inner one was sprayed, you have to bring two new ones. And that's Rabbi Yehuda Shitas. You have to do Hagrala on the two as initial. This is actually as a mission teacher later on. And it concludes over there. And the second one is left to graze until it develops a blemish. He says, Thomas, that it's left to die. If the Mishtaleach dies, then, as we see, as Tosfos explained over here, Yishaf echadam, the blood is spilled out. So obviously, we see over there, Rabbi Yehuda agrees to this Tanakh comment that we're saying that if one of them dies, you have to bring two new ones, and you do hagrol on it, again, like Rabbi Yehuda Shintase. Additionally, the Tosfos Kainim Nami Kibahed, you also find explicitly in the Tosfos Kainim that it says, Meis echad mehem eshehigol, if one of them died after they did the lottery, Yavishnaim achir, two new ones, v'yagrol, you do hagrol on it. Rabbi Yehuda, you see clearly, like Tosfos explaining. Now, Tais explains, this is a Mahai Kra. Now, from this pasuk, the way the Gemara is bringing the Braisa, Yomet Chai, Lachapul of Lefnei Hashem, is with Nafkalon Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda learns out that if the Samish Lech dies, that you have to bring two other ones that do Hagrala, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the way he explained the pasuk is Lachapulav until you have the Kapar with the blood of the Sar Lashem, which obviously that they depend on one or the other. And the way we know this is because Demiyad Basap looked at Reb Shimon right after the Machlek is brought over the entire Kainim of this Machlek is Reb Shimon, Gesin Hassan, it's brought over the entire Kainim, that it says, L'shalach HaYisoy, to send it, meaning, Shem Nishpach Adam, that if the blood of the Sar Panimi is spilled out, that Yom HaSem Mishtalech, then the Sar Lazazel is going to be left to die. Mesem Mishtalech, if the Mishtalech dies, Yishavach Adam, the blood is spilled out of the Sar Panimi. So we see that from this passage, Yom HaTchai L'chaparlov, L'shalach HaYisoy, that we learn out that it's only that when you have l'chaper love that you have l'shalach ha'isay. If the mishtaleich dies, you spill out the blood. If the blood is spilled out, mishtaleich dies. So again, that's the same idea that you need these two together, and because one is dependent on the other until you have the atonement with the blood, only then could you do the shaluach. And behind the sasson Rabbi Yehuda, and this teaching is like we said, goes is like Rabbi Yehuda. Could Rabbi Shimon really? Could Rabbi Shimon holds meisach? And then if one of them dies, no, maybe chavei b'la'agrol. You could bring the other one. We're not doing a lottery. Elavad Rabbi Yehuda, he obviously is Rabbi Yehuda Bedarish, and he expounds Yomet Chai when it says that the Sar Lazazel should remain alive by the Tabit Tomu with it, which means with the Domim of the Sar Lashem. It's Kimish and Mesa Mishlech, but if the Mishlech dies, then you cannot do a Tomu anymore with the other Sar. Rather, you have to spill out the blood. And this Rabbi Yehuda says that when the blood is spilled out, then the Mishlech has to die. That's what Darsh Nami L'chaper Lav L'shalach Isay also expounds to atone on it, to send it, which is Shem Ritz L'shalach Isay. If you want to send Lazazel and Yoch L'shalach, you can't send Yom Kinki B'chaber unless you had the blood of the Sal Hashem that atoned. Am Nishpach Adam, but again, if the blood's spilled out, then the Yimishtam Leach, then the Yimishtam Leach has to die. Now, Bekim, the Yehudim Akra Adad, in essence, Yehudim holds that the both Sa'irim are Ma'ak one on the other, but Tzarek Levish Nami Chayim, and therefore one of them dies or spilled out, you have to bring two other ones. So wherever you find that you're saying that you have to take two seim, which now you got to take two new seim, so karbein nami, then you also apply with the pasuk says the most nashnei seim garelas, and you put on the two he goats lotteries. That he says that the solazel is only to be alive until you have a kapar's devarim, which is the vidui of the solazel itself, where the influence of it is not dependent on the sar lashem. Rather, sorry, that sent away is dependent on the action on itself, which is the vidui. Oh, so therefore, if the blood of the Sar Lashem is spilled out, so he doesn't hold that Mishlech has to die. At least, rather, you do the vidui on it, because it's still alive. And then maybe, yeah, right, you bring only one other one, without a lottery. Why? Because like Karina Bay, we don't apply the luck at Hashnes Irim that you take the two higots because Karina Bay not bringing two higots, only bringing one. So therefore, like Karina Bay, not maybe not Hashnes Irim, Gorilla, so you don't apply the pasuk of doing the Hagrala, which is only when you have two higots. And since there's no Hagrala, so you don't bring two, you bring one to take the place of the blood of the panimi that was spilled out. And then says, we're going to say, it is at the second look, it says, if that's the case, that from the Braisa, we bring Yom Etchai, which that's the source which we see according to Behuda that Hagrol is ma'akiv, because, like we said, it's dependent on the other one, and then you got to bring two, and then therefore you got to do Hagrola. So then, Tikshim Ekan Lamanda Amma said, you should ask him here according to the opinion hold, the Libra Behuda, that Hagrola ma'akva. There is an opinion hold according to Behuda, which everyone in the first version, and also in the second version, there was one opinion that held that Hagrola is not ma'akiv. What do you mean? Don't you see even the part that Hagrola is ma'akiv? So it says, Bishlam could say, no, Dekel, maybe you could say, this, that, yeah, we're proving clearly, according to Yehuda, that when the blood of the Yisrael Lashem is spilled out, that you spill it out when the Bishlech dies, Lav Hain Vishma Grala. I could tell you, it's not because of the lottery. This, you take another one, it's not because, oh, because you need to have Hagrala, and that's only when you have two. No, I could tell you, Hagrala is not Ma'ak. The reason is because when you're taking the sar, it's got to be shnei hasim, the two egos. Shina kach and kach have to be bought at one time. So that's where you got to spill out the blood, because you don't have another one. You can't just buy one. You got to buy two. But in truth, according to him, Rabbi Yehuda does not hold that you got to do hagrala. You got to just buy two. And you're right. The truth is, you could even do it without hagrala. And he doesn't hold that this drasha Tosfos was saying that, oh, but whenever it's lakish nesim, then you got to do the benos nashnesim gerelas. No, could be you just got to buy two together, but you don't have to do hagrala. Or Inami, another approach that he holds, that the truth is, you don't have to buy two as one. So why buying two? Kiven the hukvu kvar ka'achas. The reason is simply because since it was already established together as one, because you did both at the same time, the original ones, it makes echem, and if one of them dies, gamashen yidacha, then the other one's also going to be rejected. For simple halacha of dichoy of rejection. That's why you have to bring other ones. Now, since it's not sufficient that you're not going to bring other ones, because like we're saying, according to Behuda, you have to spill out the blood. That's because it was like Tais saying, Huk v'ka'achat. So then it's with Magra Alem L'mitzvah. So you do Hagrol in it as a mitzvah. But again, it's not that it's Ma'akat. Reb Shimon, L'mitzvah Namalei. Whereas according to Reb Shimon, it's not even a mitzvah, given this really, because he holds, maybe like we explained, he holds you only bring one, because he says not depend the one on the other. So therefore, ain't Shayt Magrol, and therefore, according to Reb Shimon, it doesn't apply Hagrol. And again, that's Tais's interpretation of the Gemara, not like Rashi, that it was going to Tamayu of the Vidoy. It's actually going to Tamayu of the Hagrola, if that Ma'akiv or not.